This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Rise up with Melbourne's freshest breakfast team, Ginny and Adam, on Joy 94.9.
Joining us live in the studio is, his name is Ewan Jones. He's a TV reality producer. He has just finished The Real Housewives of Melbourne, and he's putting together a new newlyweds TV show, so go wild for Ewan Jones. Good morning, Ewan.
Oh, thank you. Morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm glad someone has a bit of a love for reality TV. That's fantastic.
Bit?
Good. You know what's even better? Honey Boo Boo. But then I get depressed when I see that she has a husband and I don't.
No, Honey Boo Boo is a child. She, even in the South,
sorry, Honey Boo Boo's mother.
She doesn't have a child. She doesn't have a husband, all right?
Not that we know of.
She's got to wait till she's 12, all right?
Now, Ewan, you've just done The Real Housewives of Melbourne. How was that?
It was a wild, wild ride. So it's on air. Strap yourselves in. There's a few bumpy nights coming up.
Can't wait for that. I love a bit of a slap fest and a bit of a scrag fight.
So six very strong women. So if you put six strong women, one room, one's bound to come out with scratches and a rogue Jimmy Choo. So
in the end, did they like each other or did they hate each other by the end?
It's a fine line, isn't it?
Between love and hate.
They're good at the moment, but what's the time? So at the moment, they're fine.
So they should hate each other by about lunchtime.
Yep, and then love each other again.
That's all there is. Now, you've come on the show because you're putting together... Is it called Matchbox, the new...
No, it's actually Matchbox Productions.
Who's putting together this new show.
Correct. So they are quite well-known for the award-winning series, The Slap. But this time it's a different series. It's a factual documentary series, and we follow four couples over one whole year. But, of course, that year is their very first year of marriage. Soup to nuts. So we start at the wedding, and we go right through to the first anniversary.
So the first time we see them will be basically at the altar or wherever it happens to be.
Planning of the wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And then we'll check in with them. We'll say film 3 or 4 days a month with them. Check in, big ticket events, but just washing up at the kitchen sink as well. So four couples, those couples never meet. So it's just a pure study of two people and what marriage does to their relationship.
Oh, that sounds intriguing.
And then, of course, we'll see if any of them are still married by the end of the 12 months.
Correct. But, of course, we would love a gay couple. It's been done successfully in America and the UK, and fantastic gay couple in America. So that's what we're after.
So are you after some who are going to, I use the word invertigo, get married here? Or are you after a couple that are actually going to go, like, to, say, New Zealand and get actually married?
Wherever they go and get married, we will follow them.
Okay, so if they get it done here and it's more of a commitment, then that's fine. Or if they go to New Zealand or Canada or South Africa or
Absolutely. Any
other civilised country.
Yes, but yeah.
Besides our own.
Yes.
But yeah, there are no evictions. There's no voting off the islands. There's no roses being given out.
I'm sorry, you failed the challenge. You are now divorced. Goodbye.
So it's a great sociological study.
That sounds really amazing. And this is the first time in Australia that the TV show will be following a gay or lesbian couple.
I would think so, yeah. So it'll be really intriguing to see what we get out of this. And the feedback so far that we've had from people is that they will have this vision then to look back on their first year.
Absolutely. And so this is, as you said before, it's more of a study. It's not more of a, you're not hoping for you know, well, obviously drama makes good TV, let's be honest. But you're not hoping for, you know, it's more of a study and to see how this works. Like a documentary, would you say?
Absolutely. So we don't interfere at all. We stand right back and just film.
Is that everything from, like, waking up in the morning to shower to lunch packing to fighting to kissing to...
Could be Ewan.
The adults-only episode, the up late.
Could be you in your shorty pyjamas, Adam. It could be anything.
Now, if people are interested in getting involved in this, we do have a lot of listeners who may be coupled, maybe thinking of going through a ceremony or, like you said, going overseas to get married. How can they get involved?
So by email, so it's casting, CASTING, casting at matchboxpictures.com.au.
Awesome, and we will put that link on our podcast a little bit later today so you can listen back and find out all the details. Ewan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.
It sounds like a great project ahead and really looking forward to see how it takes off for you.
Excellent, and stand by for the housewives.
Melbourne's Rising Up with Ginny and Adam. Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.